Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them late nights and them whack-whacks. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the slight left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
Ask for your bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me. Me. It's Darren G. Ooh! Dirty T.
T. And to the slight right...
That's actually intellectual property theft, mate.
What is it?
To the slight right. Let's do the intro,
yeah,
bro.
Sure, let's get to it.
Before we run out of time.
He's right.
You don't know who it is, yeah? It's Ja Rastafari, right?
Come
K
on.
To the A to the Z, in between Michael Akadiri and Darren G. Pause.
Big up. Happy New Year, people. Happy New Year. 2025. I hope this is a year of blessings,
Inshallah.
More success.
New year, new you.
So what are some resolutions?
New year, new you.
I mean, I guess, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
They say absolutely nothing.
You know, you get those rappers, so they just have no substance. You know what it is, man, because you know how it is. You feel me? You know how it is. You know the west side on it. You know the east side there.
You know what
south.
It's going to be because you know what it was. Exactly. You know what it was, B. And what it was, B, is what it's going to be.
What it was, what it is, and what it could be, shall not be.
For real, this man. This is Harlem, man.
When I'm out on the street, I'm straight. People know.
But when you in the house, you gay. Right. All right, B.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, or did I say left? Did I go left to be right? Right, left?
Listen, man, pause. People be saying gay shit, but listen, pause. I'm loving on dudes. Pause, man.
Personally.
You know what I'm saying? When me and my boys, we just in the bath together, you know, chilling now.
I was never there, man.
Drinking some Alizé.
Hey, man, I was never there, man. This sound like a Diddy party,
but
man.
I weren't there, though. You know what I'm saying?
I weren't at the parties, B.
But I was never there, B. But I'm saying, but if you know, four or five, you know, goons come with their guns, you know, I'm right there, son. Because I'm always there. You know, I'm on business. I stay on business.
No, but what you representing, Dil?
Because you don't understand.
Amen.
No, you know I stay on business.
Amen.
What happened?
I'm amen.
Carlos.
Where you representing, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Where you from, B?
O-Block know my fucking name.
Huh? Where you from, B?
Who's O-Block? Where is O-Block? No, my fucking name.
I don't say too much in the internet, man.
Yeah,
go to O-Block,
no,
say
man.
My name.
Until I get my money, man, you ain't getting no more water, no champagne, no nothing, man, till I get my money, B. Where's my money, B?
Oh, man.
Well, I'm paying for your paper fucking bad games,
listen,
man.
Listen, man, this hoodie.
How much you paying for when I get home?
6,000. Six foul on this
six, six, six foul. Six foul.
You just said 666.
People know my name.
People know my name out in these mean? Parental streets.
You the one they call Cheeks, right? They call you Cheeks, right?
What? Yo. Shit. Back to the call now, people. Yo. It is what it is.
Happy New Year, people.
Happy New Year.
Do your thing, man.
No New Year's resolutions to me.
You just go straight with it. You living how you lived in 2024.
Yeah, man. I mean, just still putting in 83% effort as maximum in anything, man.
That's it, man. Leave the other 17 to the side.
Yeah, never 100% anything.
Never 100%. No, see, Kazim is the resolution is to be a W anchor.
A what?
W anchor.
Oh. Low.
That's how I'd get away with swearing on the cruise ships.
Is it W anchor?
Yeah.
Oh, because you wouldn't have waste, man, once. You couldn't swear.
Yeah. But
Oh, I need to send you the thing.
Old swingers party. That's what you went to, isn't it? Full teeth out. Cocks in.
Actually, it's called a virgin cruise, mate.
No one's
any resolutions, Kazim?
Yeah.
2025. Any plans? Any changes you're gonna make? Any goals that you've set that you're happy to publicize and share?
10k followers or more.
What 10k additional followers?
No, we'll just get to 10k, man.
By the end of 2025.
Way before the end of that. But yeah. that's one of the goals.
Respect
another
it.
Goal is
respect.
I don't actually know what my other goals are. All my goals are big time goals. So maybe if I can maybe do it, at least maybe announce a tour late 2025 for 2026.
Come on, nice. Come on.
And get a new car.
Stay focused,
bro.
That's a good thing. Stay focused.
I know.
It's just my look at this discovery plate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Stupid.
Bro.
Anyway.
Stay focused.
What's
very
your
nice.
What's your New Year's rezo?
So is it 10K followers and tour?
Yeah.
Announcement.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh,
let's write this. I want to write this stuff down.
Yeah, write this down. Ooh, gosh. 12 months.
Yeah, we're
going to
keep ourselves accountable, motherfucker.
I'm going to say, it's always, I think, set goals that are difficult to achieve. And if you miss them, fair enough. So I'm going to say a ridiculous number of followers. And yeah.
Well, the numbers you be getting, man. You know,
nah,
you know, man.
No. They.
You jumped a lot, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with those two.
You jumped from low sevens now to mid eights?
Yeah, probably when I started, I was probably I was in the fives. When I started doing, probably in the last 3 months, I've gone from mid fives to mid eight.
Mm. But when these latest ones hit,
yeah.
Well, the big
I think
one,
you was at low seven, low to mid sevens, and now you're at mid eights.
Yeah, so the big one did 1.5 followers.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that
that's 1.5 mil for you shill ass. Content,
bro, you shill ass chilling.
Content creators getting 2 views on your bullshit. We got 1.5 million view motherfuckers up in here, yo.
And this is
the major leagues.
2 views on your bullshit.
The bandit for the mic.
2 boobs. 2 boobs on your bullshit.
Your boob jiving. Hey,
have you not heard Glorilla talk?
Mate, the river flow, that is bad.
I saw that come up on my nose, here. Have you seen that video? And the guy's like, what?
Right. Oh, a Speedy.
Some light skin guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, probably Speedy.
And she's like, yeah, I saw that come up on my nose, here.
Nose,
here.
The Memphis accent's crazy. It's crazy.
Almost as crazy as the Baltimore one. That was mad.
I've not, but what's her name? That Jess Hilarious, I swear she's Baltimore.
I'm not sure, but if they're proper from, there's a video of, I said it, right? Yeah. They have to say something like Ian, Iron. I can't remember. There's 4 words that in our accent are 4 completely different words. And they're
I've seen that.
Because I've never seen these words together, so I haven't even realized you say them exactly the same.
That is funny.
I said
it's like getting a Scottish guy to say purple burglar alarm. They can't say it.
Really?
They all do the same thing. They always look at the button. Like, am I reading this?
And if you get a Scottish person to say something like space grills or something like that,
yeah,
it sounds like spice girls.
Yeah. That's so interesting. How do you know the stupid
videos?
So what's your New Year's resos?
I'm gonna say something dumb. I'm on 8. I'm gonna say 50,000.
Come on.
Say something dumb to scare you.
Hey.
I'm scaring myself.
Oh, that's what I'd add to mine.
Come on, this is yours.
Get a brand deal.
Come on. Hey.
What type of brand you look for? Or just anything. It could be like a Mini Cooper.
Ever since I heard one guy got paid 20 bags to do a video for EasyJet on his Instagram.
Come on.
I had interest from a car brand. I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
They went to the agent and said, yeah, we want him to, as long as, because obviously I don't put my family on socials. And they're like, if it's a family thing, because I know he's a family man, but if him and his family are happy to drive this car around, $10,000.
Like, yeah.
And then I went to my wife and I said, look, this for me, like,
idiot.
You,
idiot.
And
idiot.
Just put a camera in the car and say nothing.
Idiot.
Cool. No, she was game. I had to bet she was game. Right. So she dropped the principal for 10K. Yeah. And then. I don't want to be on socials. $10,000 just to drive a car around. That's all we got to do. I'm in. And then they came back and then they went to the. Because the people that were booking it, they were on me. Yeah. But I think the brand, the actual car brand, were like, oh, we want someone more followers. So they went elsewhere. So.
That's why I want them followers, boy.
It's the game, man.
It's racist.
Racist, yeah.
That's why I sat on that toilet. I thought it was going to go viral.
Right. So 50K followers.
Yeah.
And what
let's
else?
Do 50K followers. I want to get into bed with a tour promoter. I may not go on tour,
sleep
but I may.
With tour promoters.
Yeah, I want to fully get into bed with
you want
one.
That Live Nation, boy?
I want to get into bed with big.
You want that Live Nation, boy? You know, Ori's done 9 or would have done 9 by now London shows.
He's killing it.
9 London shows.
Beast.
Feel like, haven't you all seen me?
No, they haven't. That's the thing. You got to have an abundance mentality, people.
When you realize there's like 8 million people in the city.
9.
And then.
Because we were discussing about like shows. Specials and stuff. Like, well, the specials got like 10K views on YouTube.
No disrespect, it's not even a drop in the ocean in terms of how many people are here.
That's exactly the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in my head, it's like, oh, I can't perform that show live anymore. Yeah, I can.
There's so many people who haven't seen it. It's probably better. You could probably just go on tour with it again. And it's that whatever. Because if you find a new audience online, they're going to be like, oh, where's your stuff? Where's your stuff? You could just go on tour with that show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so in my head, I was like, it's not completely retired. There's probably more to do with it.
Oh, plenty.
Yeah, just more open-minded things like that.
Those are the main things. The other stuff, yeah. But yeah, I thought I'll shoot a big number out there. I may not get half of it, but I think it's always good to shoot a number that it's just scary.
Okay, so I'm going to say 25K for me.
Yeah, right. Quite up.
25K.
Nice. Say something that scares you.
Nice, man.
I'm going to call my dad.
But it scares you that much?
It doesn't scare me, like, but it's like, ugh.
This heavy breathed out the phone.
And then,
scares me how much I don't care.
have my son. And then, because, you know, obviously have him, hopefully he arrives here safely. And yeah, raise two boys.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Shit.
Two Akaderis.
Yeah, I'm finished. I'm finished with one. So, you know, two.
Is Nathaniel, is he violent at all?
Oh, yeah, he can swing at us.
Because your second one's going to be 10 times that.
Tantrum. When he gets his tantrum, doesn't get his way.
Second kids, doesn't matter what gender. Swinging. Everyone knows he's got second kids.
Second kids syndrome.
Comes out on smoke.
Oh, wow.
And I can confirm Xavi's very strong.
Oh, wow. He clipped you one time.
No, it was at your boy's party and Kyrie and Xavi were in the ball pit. Because I was trying to climb out head first and Xavi stood up. And I think Naomi and Sheree are talking and I'm like, trying to scoop, like, with your own kids, you don't care. I'm like, fucking get back in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Xavi, do you want to sit down? And like, you know, like, you can like collapse him at the hinge of the hip.
Yeah.
He was like, fucking no, bro. And he was just looking at me and I was like, I'm not going down, bro. I was like, do you want to sit? I was trying to be like, do you want to sit down? Like, or like the hinge of the leg, just be like, here, this is where I'm putting you. I've got you, don't worry. So I'm like this, he's got both mums. He's like, nah, bruv.
Yeah, he's
what do you think this is, cuz?
He's kinetically intelligent. Like, he knows that if I just grip onto you like this, you can't actually put me down.
Oh, wow.
He was jujitsuing me, cuz.
But you didn't read the instructions. See, what you have to do is put him down. He's literally just turned him hot, just lay him down. That's what I do. I never tried to fold him. I just pick him up, turn him on his side. Moving. I just lay him on his side and go, there you go, you're on the ground now.
You're horizontal now.
I ain't going to bother trying to fold you. You're just, it's just too rigid.
Your own you is crazy. I'd be like, get in the ball pit.
It's true. You just shove your own kids in it. It's like,
No care. What about yourself?
Let's actually put something. Announce a tour. So I want to finish create a show, as in
come on
new hour.
Come on.
So create new hour, and work in progress shows. By the time this comes out, I would have done one. And got nothing.
Any themes that the listeners can get an insight into?
Nothing at the moment, but what's floating about, we'll do like a little exclusive on the pod for us guys here. What's kind of floating about, I think is going to be about like maybe having a third child.
Oh, what the discussions about having
discussions,
a third one.
The attitude towards it, the kind of having gone through the struggle of having a child.
Yeah.
To obviously then go for IVF and then having Zavi. And then now it's almost like how quickly you can forget the struggle. Yeah. And so it's almost like how much we take it for granted now. So then when we discuss a third child, all I'm thinking about is all the kind of like the privilege, the practicalities. Do we have enough space? Do we have enough this? Do we have that? I don't want to spend my time doing that. I mean, I kind of like this and that. Whereas speak to me 4 years ago, but it's just like to give me as many kids as possible. I'll take just the one. Just take, like now I'm here picking and choosing. Maybe we'll have another one. Do we ever have another one?
We went to see again another Voldemort show at Soho Theatre. And this guy, I remember we went together and he bought a drink. He bought a non-alcoholic drink. I was thinking, is Darren all right? Like, I had to check.
I remember that, but I can't remember whose show it was.
Voldemort.
Yeah, a new Voldemort. Well, 2024 Voldemort.
A 2024 Voldemort?
Yeah.
You saw it in 2024? Wait, I was there.
Did all three of us go? I remember, I think it just
asked Soho House or Soho Theatre?
Theatre, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of a different time when you did buy a non-alcoholic beverage and I was like, you're moist. And he was like, no.
My brain's gone blank. I've seen
he was like, there's a reason. And
I'm there now.
You're there now. Yeah.
And then
I remember he bought the alcoholic
that's
beverage.
That's not Voldemort.
Nah, I mean, you don't know.
I mean.
Until there's peace in that region of the world.
And for all intents and purposes, Darren's talking about Peckham.
We're talking about the PYG.
Until there's peace in that region of the
Peckham
world.
Peckham versus Brixton. That will go on.
Yeah, so until then, Voldemort.
Keep going.
And then
he's not Voldemort.
Yeah, I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
But no, I remember when you
Snape. Maybe. Like, is he an op or not?
Yeah, he's on the...
You find out at the end, he was on your team the whole time.
Yes. No doubt. Very much he's on the team. But I remember you bought a non-alcoholic drink and I thought that was peculiar.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is he doing that? And I never...
It's pissing him off. Like,
why is he doing that? Because you've never come out and said you're sober.
Yeah.
And you've never professed a religion which encourages sobriety. Yeah. So I just didn't understand... Why? And maybe it's the British attitude. Like, why is he not drinking? What's wrong with him? And now I know, obviously years later, is that you were trying to get yourself in the peak physical fitness. Yeah,
exactly.
Because obviously you're trying for a child going through IVF. Well, of course, that wasn't public knowledge at the time.
I get it now.
Yeah. So
you was watching that show back then.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's only Voldemort this year.
Yeah, of course. So
it's probably a different show. But I had the same thing when I saw you buy a non-alcoholic drink.
Right.
And this is like after like a year of knowing Darren and maybe on like three occasions at least seeing him turn up to shows absolutely tanked. Yeah. And then so obviously when he's bought a non-alcoholic drink, I'm being like, well, why are you being moist for?
Yeah.
And then like it was like the series, not like telling you off, it was like, nah, I'm just doing something. Like I'm just, but I'm 27, so I'm just like, he's probably got diabetes or something. He's trying to figure it out, you know. I don't know. I didn't know until.
Did you ever find that hard to navigate? Like, not obviously you didn't want to tell people your business.
Yeah,
but then everyone's like, why is he?
Yeah, because it was like you're coming to terms with yourself. So you don't really know how to articulate. You don't really know what's happening at the time, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I was doing it like shooting in the dark kind of thing, going, I think this will help, but I don't really know if it will help. Don't really want to tell people going through IVF or going through it or considering it yet. So it's just that kind of thing. It's just, you try to keep like conceiving as normal as possible. And if you was doing it normally, as in trying naturally, you wouldn't be telling people, me and my wife, we're trying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you might do it the first few months because you think it's going to happen soon, so I'll just tell people, after a while when it stops, it's not working, so shit. So it was hard to navigate like that because I thought I just don't want the big conversation.
Yeah, of course.
But then obviously, like, once you start talking about it, then more people, you realize more people have gone through it and stuff. I remember one person, then I started talking a little bit about it on stage.
Yeah.
About trying, about how it's, you know, hadn't worked yet and stuff. And, yeah, I always remember Max, the cab driver.
Yeah.
Talking to him. And, I was saying, you know what, is that your show? It's down in Lewisham. You might not even have been there.
I've never not been there.
Was in
KJ and Friends.
Yes, he must have been there. Well, have you ever had Max?
The Lee Harrod one, yeah.
So it's yours. You must have been there then. Yeah, and I spoke about it on stage, that kind of throwaway line.
Mm.
But you know that throwaway line that, unless you're on that frequency.
Yeah. No one really gets it.
Yeah. And Max, I remember saying it, and then Max was like kind of, they know always like ad libs. So he's just, he's like, he goes, don't worry, keep trying, bro. Like, he's, don't worry. No, not in like a, like it was actually in a proper way.
Oh, like keep trying the IVF. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant with the jokes.
No. Like, I've said it, throwaway line.
Can you imagine?
No, that's what you could be a bit cutting, isn't it?
So I'll make, he's like, no, man, he's like, he's like, all right, man, he's like,
it was sincere.
Yeah, it's a sincere, like, you're good, like, don't worry, man. Like, you're not on your own kind of thing. Like, yeah. And I was like, okay, like he caught that. So I remember after, and it was successful, I messaged him, going, oh, I always remember like what you said and stuff. And he goes, yeah, no, it's all good. Like, oh, can I ask, like, did you ever go through it? That goes, no, it's just, you know, I've had friends and
go through it.
So yeah, I had to go, I got it when you kind of mentioned it.
Resonated.
He goes, no, I got it, kind of thing. And I was just like, yeah.
Did you find it hard? Because at the, like, I don't know if there's IVF sort of support groups, but did you find that, because you're going through this process sort of by yourself, you've got your partner, but you're both sort of blind leading the blind, for lack of a better term. Did you find it hard not having other people you could go through the process with? I don't know if that makes sense. Would you prefer it? I don't know.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Mm.
So I was happy to not talk about it. But then Naomi wanted me to talk about it. And wanted me to find people to talk about it with. Because she had a network like online. She made a Instagram page for it. And she was talking about it all the time and stuff. So she was always trying to... She always talked to me about it. And I was like, I just don't want to talk about it. And then she was like, no, but you have to talk about it because it's happening to me. I was like, well, no, the issue's my issue. Because no, but I'm the one who's going to actually have to go through the process. So she's like, I think that like the least you could do is indulge me in the conversation. I was like, oh yeah, fair enough. I didn't really want to talk about it and stuff.
No, more than fair enough.
Yeah. And then as comics we are.
Yeah.
As soon as it worked, I was like, boom.
I got a whole show.
There's some material here. Now we can start talking about it and stuff. And then obviously when we had the complications and that, and then there was like on the home straight, the baby was there. I was like, I think that's maybe 2 weeks before Zadie was born. It's like the first time I fully went into detail on stage about what happened. It was at a Deprezzo show. I think the headline, one of the acts had dropped out. Or the headliner dropped out, and I was going to be the penultimate act. And the president went, "You can do as long as you want."
So you're like, bingo. So
I literally just dragged the stool.
Darren did 45 minutes.
I did like 35 minutes. I just sat on the stool and just started chatting. And it was like, some bits were really funny, some bits were like, you know, when you're just like raw, you just say something. So,
Every joke is a joke.
And then some jokes I'd had in my head, so. Like, you know, we've had discussion, like, when you're actually, like, in the hospital and something's going wrong, it's like, fuck, that intrusive thought came to my head. I can't say it on stage yet because you're not in the clear, soon as we get the green light...
Hey, that's getting dropped.
That is going on stage! That is coming out in the mic. So, yeah, so then I just said it then, and then I think Jay Handley came up to me after and went, ooh, someone's got an Edinburgh show. And I was like, yeah, you reckon? He's like, definitely. And I was like, all right. We'll see how it goes.
Start developing.
So that's the thing. So with this new show, it's like, I don't have that kind of natural autobiographical thing to that big life event.
Absolutely.
But it's like, I'm not going to force it. I'm just going to just write a
snapshot
in my life. And stuff. If a theme comes out,
that's what it is,
you lot, if you lot see like a work in progress show, you might watch it and be like, you know, you talk about this topic quite a bit. Then I was like, okay, right, that's, we'll go that way then. Mm. But yeah, I'm not, it won't be as a structured process with this show. It'll be, we'll just go on
see
stage.
Comes out.
Yeah, the work in progress shows be loose. I'm really looking forward to them. Really looking forward to
them. I did one at Top Secret, and it was like, I took a glass on stage with like pieces of paper in it.
Yeah.
And I started handing them out. Like, I'd tell a story, then I'd give a piece of paper, I'd give the glass to someone, I'd pull out a topic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jokes I had on the topic, but yeah. Like, let's pull the topic out and let's tell a joke. Maybe like a silly joke. Yeah. And I've just been telling them a story. And then someone in the industry wasn't there, but afterwards was like, just keep doing it and see what kind of becomes the theme.
Yeah. That's it. Theme first, let me find the jokes in that. Mm. Whereas now it's just, let's find the jokes, mm. we'll stitch a theme.
Yeah. I think that's the best way. Because you don't always have to do an Edinburgh show. It could just be an hour.
I don't want to tour.
And it's a snapshot. Yeah, you want to tour it as well. And you don't want to get to the point where it's like, damn, what's the guy talking about? Being emotional for 20 minutes. It'd be funny.
Americans do that. They just tell jokes.
Yeah.
For an hour.
That's me.
That's when they do a weekend at clubs. It's just an hour of jokes.
Mm. Yeah. That's the aim. Just let's go crazy. So yeah, so create a new show and then I gotta add something else. Let's finish a script. Let's finish a pilot. Because I'm 29 pages in. So
how long have you been writing?
29 minutes.
Yeah. But I'm
sure. You probably got it with ad. Is it a TV show?
Yeah, but I'm aiming for like 45 minute kind of thing. It's like six parts, 45 minutes.
But with adverts. You only have to write like 23 minutes, no?
What, for TV? For a 45 minute slot?
Yeah,
with an hour slot. About 45 minutes, isn't it, you have to write?
No.
Well, for an hour slot?
Well, you're aiming for what slot?
TV or the Netflix?
You got to think, if you got, for Netflix, there's no advert.
Yeah, but what about TV?
TV, it's like you got to write something like 20...
Yeah, 22 minutes, 22 for, minutes. For like a half an hour.
Yeah, sure. Because, so not half an hour, so for an hour slot.
No.
Oh, hours.
Not for a half an hour slot.
It has to be.
Fam, if you think about how many adverts are going to run in an hour, you're going to lock you off about every 10 minutes.
No, every fifth, like 10, yeah, it's 12 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So 12
is... How many times are they going to lock you off?
Every 15 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
And how long are the adverts?
3 to 4 minutes, I suppose.
Anyway.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, it's
even if it's the other way around, then you've got more episodes.
Yeah. So
bang bang, yeah, finish the pilot, get written.
Yeah.
Get shot, get it attached to someone if it's not really attached to someone and boom blast.
Yeah, man. That's it.
Serious. You gotta have goals, man.
Yeah, and I might consider like writing just something completely different. Because obviously that's gonna be based on the Inconceivables. That's what I started writing.
Yeah.
But yeah, but if something takes me, I'm going to like, fuck it, just write some nonsense. And I have to get into my head. It doesn't have to be a series. It doesn't even have to be a feature film. It could be a short film. It could be like, all right, it's a 20-minute film I want to write.
That's what if you can get
your start, middle, and end and have some kind of narrative arc in it, there's like, I can't write that. So yeah, so that'd be my New Year's rezo. Yeah.
And what are your resolutions, people? Let us know when this clip goes out or when this episode comes out. DM us your resolutions and we will read the most fun.
Well, you're what
involve our kids.
On the parenting podcast, he has all that career ambitions of what we would like to do.
To feed the kids.
To feed the kids, yeah.
To absolutely feed the kids.
Do they know it's Christmas? Have we got a dilemma?
We do have a dilemma. Thanks for sending this one in. This one's quite interesting. It starts off with, my daughter was slapped today.
Golly.
They went to a parade. Their daughter's going to be 2 very soon. The daughter.
Oh, shit.
A young girl. A young girl got clapped. You're laughing like Joaquin Phoenix.
Who slapped a 2-year-old baby?
So imagine that. This guy's
sadistic.
Can you
imagine seeing that in the street?
Yeah,
I would bust out laughing.
Crazy.
Who slaps a baby? Because
that is bad.
So then, what has it done to you?
Oh, Wowza.
I'm not laughing the baby got slapped. I'm laughing at the scenario. Like, what has a baby done to you for you to slap it?
So then, well, the scenario was, is that the young girl, she's playing with a boy her age. The older brother, the boy her age, just comes over. The girl's even sitting on the dad's lap at this moment. Then the boy just comes. Bossa!
How old's the older?
About 5, 6. She guessed, they guesstimate. And then, obviously, the parents see this. The parents of the boy that did the slap. And obviously, go remonstrating, tell him off. Apologize profusely, take him away, and they will get up and leave. But obviously, his parents written in. It's like they're in a state of shock at the time, understandably. But they're like, "Raw, like, what happened? What's going on? Why did it happen? What should they do? What can they do? You know, your kid just got clapped."
I would have kicked that kid in his kidneys, bro.
You'd have been straight
kick
retribution.
Kids' kidneys, KKK.
Damn, you don't need a white towel.
No, I would have kicked him. I would have kicked him. Nah, the story makes more sense though. Nah, in my head,
I
thought an adult.
That is bad, isn't it?
Not one part of my head when it was another kid.
Nah, that's
I thought a kid.
Yeah, you have to fight.
An adult was just like, "Fuck this baby."
That's Victorian times.
This baby is a product of my wife's affair.
Shut your kid up. Bam.
Shut this baby
up. That's what people want to do on planes so often.
Big man thing. Man, I might have kicked him in his kidneys. And if they were like, "Why'd you kick my kid?" I'd be like, "Fuck, control him." Jeez. If he wants this, then this is a street. This is South London, B.
This is South London.
This is South London. You didn't know the rules when you moved here.
That's how sometimes I told my son, you know, when he starts trying to slap me, I'm like, "You know, this is London. You can't just go around slapping people. What?"
Yeah. Get checked. This is London, man. Anybody can get it.
Anyone can get it. Even
2-year-old
youths. Yeah, two-year-old, you can get it. Your 5-year-old, you can get it.
Come on. You got to understand, man. The streets aren't safe. It's not friendly out there.
I'll say to the dad, like, "We got to squabble up. Kendrick style."
Is it? Squabble up.
Yeah, we fight. Squabble up. My daughter's honor.
But then if you lose that fight, that's a mad thing.
Well, then you get to slap the kid twice.
That's generational trauma. On the line, double or nothing. If I beat you, I get to slap your kid. If you beat me, you slap my kid again.
Yeah. This is high stakes, baby.
You want it?
To slap my kid again. Yeah, that's different. That's a different type of gravy, man.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what I would do, man. Like,
it's head loss. Yeah.
I think it's different. It's daughter as well. Like, your son, you're kind of like, "Oh, you're going to get more of that in life, mate."
You want your son to hold it down, but your baby girl.
Yeah, like my son, like I told you the story, like first week of primary, someone pulled his hair when he was playing with the toys. Second week, man's playing by the toys again. Someone rolls up on him. This time he said, "Nah," and just, I think he dashed a car in their head.
Oh,
your son did?
Yeah.
Slightly proud.
And they came, but the kid came, it was a different kid, and they came on "Let's play" vibes.
Yeah.
But he's obviously going, the last time someone came near me here,
yeah,
it ended badly for me. So I'm just ducking anyone down that comes smoke near me here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I got told that, I actually said to him, like, "Good boy, like, stand on business." Because last time
saying,
you were in
stand
these...
business, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be young, but I'll knock you out. Two boobs.
he's got it in his head, like, "Bro, no one's mucking with me again." Yeah. Last time I was in these ends, this happened to me.
I got caught lacking.
Never again.
Yeah,
there was a couple men that were about, but they're not about no more.
Be gone.
And who do you think that's because of?
Hey,
do you remember that interview?
King Kazaya.
Have you never seen that interview?
Well, with
it's the rapper called, he's the rapper from Edmund and Terminator. And he's doing this whole interview sat in a car.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I'm on my job.
He's like, "I'm on my job."
Yeah,
and there was a couple men around. They're not around no more. And who do you think that's because of?
I love gags.
Dry snitches.
Like, you must see the one with 50. Based on about the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, I'll slap you." And then he goes, "But Fifth, if you slap me," goes, "then I'm going to say, I'm going to get him to slap me, and we're going to sue you, and then we're going to get some money." And Fifth is like, "All right." But he goes, "But here's what's going to happen, though." He goes, "I'm going to have more bread,
I'm going to take the money that you would have won in the court case. Yeah. Give it to the homies.
Give it to the homies.
Then you're not a problem no more.
And soon, ain't nobody going to remember shit.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And all of a sudden, no one saw nothing.
Yeah.
And he goes, because the youngins, they've been waiting to get this.
It just kills the mood of the interview completely.
They be waiting.
And what's sinister, he says this all of a smile with his face.
Yeah.
Oh, evil.
All of a sudden, no one saw nothing.
And no one saw that. It's like, huh? Yeah. He's like, listen to the guy's story. It's like, hey, yeah, cool. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I'll take the money, give it to the homies.
I'm going to give it
to the homies. They're going to call.
Like he's saying it like, duh.
Yeah, they're gonna, like, and they're going to yeah, they'll shoot the spot up. Ain't no one going to remember shit.
Ain't no one going to remember shit.
They've been waiting for this.
You just felt this buttholes just clenched.
He's like, they still in the hood. They've been waiting for this.
Yeah, real G's.
Yeah, but I'd say someone just boxing your kid, man. Like, I don't, because I've seen, like, I saw another, like, video online of some two kids, like, big kids and smaller kids going on slide. The big kid is blocking the top of the slide. And little girls like trying to get past them. Big kids like pushing her leg, and then they're tangling legs, and you see they're pinching each other. Mm. And then the big kid just goes and just bites the little girl's head.
Oh.
Now I'm watching this and everyone's going, oh, that little girl's this, that, all cussing the little girl, like the bigger girl, sorry, but they're all cussing her. I'm just like, what's wrong with people? Like, there's no one that got any parental instincts. Like, who's the dickhead filming this? because you're either filming it because it's one of these kids are your kids, or you're filming random kids. So let's say you're not category B, right? let's say you're not a PDF.
Yeah.
Right? As you know, and you know, you catch, hey, you're filming your kids. You're filming your kids beefing another child, and you're not going, I should probably just
intervene.
Because as much as I can chat nonsense, but I want my kid to do this. When I'm in public, I don't know what is going on with other people's kids.
You don't know who you're capable of.
I don't know what feral child you've got. Mm. I don't know what kind of Victorian disease they've got in their mouth. So as soon as I see your kid do anything that's slightly aggy towards my child, I'm like, picking up my kid, we're moving away.
Yeah, guys.
Because it's twofold. It's one, I'm protecting my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I'm protecting myself from losing my shit at something crazy. Because I'm not trying to be shouting at someone else's kid and then their parent comes and now I'm fighting it. Like I said, now I'm fighting their parent and stuff. Like, and they always, ever in soft play, something like that happens. I obviously moved my kid away in too abrupt of a fashion and I look too angry because the kid and the parent always tends to leave. Mm. Always tends to leave the area.
But I think that's sensible though, isn't it?
Don't pick up his kid.
Sit in the buggy.
There's a story look away. Joey Diaz tells about when he got in a fight as a kid.
Mm.
And he goes home and his mum's like, who banged you up? And he was like, ah, don't want to talk about it. And he's like, nah. And she takes him back to the park.
Mm.
And she's like, which one was it? Because she's going to make him scrap again.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, man, he's not here. And then she's like, just fucking pick someone then. And scrap them.
Imagine, you're just there pushing your little brother on the swing, Joey Diaz.
Well, because the threat is always like, you beat someone up, well, I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's like, like that. Also, it's like that Kevin Hart bit when you come home and she's like, you get up there and you beat his ass.
Oh,
the kid, and
then
you get to the room and it's like, your mother said I gotta fuck you up. She said, fuck you up or get fucked up. I chose me.
I put myself first. I put myself first.
No one wants to take... fuck someone up at the park to avoid getting beat.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm not... Yeah. Nah, it's mad. But yeah, so... that scenario, though. Yeah, it would piss me off, but I guess my primary concern would be my kids'
absolutely,
welfare.
Absolutely. Their welfare, their safety. Oh. And them understanding that obviously it wasn't their fault, you know.
Just find out where they live and just roll up later.
Well, retribution vibes.
Shit in their letterbox or something, man.
It's easy for me to kind of rationalise, but what if they actually cut your kid, though? Like, as in...
Oh, like, what, and spill blood?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that's a different scenario, then.
Hey. Blood spills. It's got spill on both sides,
isn't it?
Woo!
It's now family warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You, that I mean, morality.
That's how I'll be on.
Morality is a wonderful thing, man, and it can go out the window very quickly.
My grandkid's gonna fuck up your grandkid.
Yeah.
get this. They're like, what? This is generational now.
Get this job to Clemenza. We want a professional job. When I'm murdered, despite what they're trying to take us.
Despite what they say. Yeah, I think we got to handle business. That's the thing. We don't want to start talking reckless. Easy to talk reckless, but adrenaline and seeing your child, something that you love, someone that you love, you cherish, you wouldn't want anyone to harm them, come into harm. And you know the perpetrator. Yeah. Woo!
Or this is what you can do. How long are you willing to hold a grudge and how many grudges are you willing to hold?
Mm.
You can wait for this 5-year-old. You can wait 11 to what? 13 years?
Yeah, what? So
roll up on them and dump them up.
But that's the thing. How are we going to be? How they're going to be in their like, peak? They're going to be in that.
18 is not your peak. 18 is not your physical peak. No, it's like late 20s, like 29, 30, 31.
Okay. So they're going to be, they'll be fresher than that's us. That's your competition. Though.
But dude, they don't have experience.
That's it.
So when I roll out of a bag of sand the kids in my pocket now. And I throw the sand in your eyes.
To drill you in.
And I'm like,
WWE and then, heel moves.
Yeah. And then my son would also be like, well, like around that age. So I'd be like, get in the car. He's in the car. And I'm like, drive. And we fucked him up. And then we moved to Mexico. Imagination wild, boys.
Talk about wild imagination. I always have mad. Do you guys have like mad? It's crazy now because I was going somewhere else.
So New Year, just same driving,
dark, like not because like day, not what's the opposite to a daydream? Like a day nightmare, a daymare.
Yeah, a daymare.
Where I'll literally just sat at my house, being like, someone's broken, and they try to go into the kids' room. Like, what's my nearest? What am I actually doing? Like, what weapon have I got? I'm upstairs, and in my head, I'm now just like trying to fuck up this person in my hallway, but also close the door so the kids don't see it. It's like, I'm a violent maniac, but I'm also a good dad. It's just. That's what's going on in my head. I just sat there, and it's bad. I'd be like, you're right. What are you thinking about? I'm like, nothing.
A solution.
Like, yeah, I'm not thinking about anything right now. I can't share these thoughts in my head.
I don't really have thoughts like that because I don't live there. So good luck, guys.
What? So you don't have mad thoughts?
You don't have fears about pulling
up to the house and the front door's open.
Nah.
I'm trying to insert my anxieties onto everyone else.
No.
Don't you get that, bro?
Do you get that? Just pull up to you and the door's open and you're like, Cherie, kids? And it's just like, you can't hear any noise. And then there's just a madman just comes around the corner. You have to scrap him. No.
I went to the house the other day. I still got a key and all that shit. So I've opened the door now, and all the lights are on and the TV's on shit. And I'm like, she never leaves the house like this.
Mm.
Everything's switched off. So then I'm sat down, I've text, where you lot? No answer. Cool, no answer.
Neeson. Hey, I'm not like, sitting down. I'm hopping the car full speed. Don't know where I'm going, but full speed.
Wherever you go, you get there quickly.
I almost took my Nintendo Switch out, to be honest. I was getting a teeny tiny bit worried. And then they walked in through the door and went shop or some shit. I get thoughts of like, so this isn't really to do with the kids per se directly, but I'll get like a cold or a stomach bug and that will fuck me up. And I'll be like, please God, I can't get anything like terminal because I'm not strong enough to fight this.
But I'm not mentally strong.
Yeah, I'm not mentally strong enough.
You don't get these
like,
people.
When I've got a cold, I'll be like, I'm done.
Just take me.
I'm done.
I hear.
The other day, I said I had the stomach bug. Yeah. I stayed in bed like for a whole day.
You're done.
Yo, your body can't hack it.
Cancelled gigs, lost money, fam. I'm staying in his bed.
Staying in bed, rest and recovery.
I feel I'm going to tear up my agreement, my agency agreement. I'm dying.
I'm leaving the industry.
I ain't got it. That's why when I be watching the news lately and they be like trying to pass this bill on assisted dying, I'll be like,
because he's killed himself over a cold.
I'm like, just in case. Because I've seen, like, obviously, you see people go through that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that looks tough. And then I catch, like, a little cold, and I'm like, I don't even know what. I'm sitting in my bed, like, oh, do you remember what it was like to breathe through both nostrils? Through both nostrils.
Without issue.
These men are like, fam, I can't keep anything down, and I'm dying. Literally.
Yeah, level illness.
I'm 4 stone. Yeah. You know, I'm like, I know. I'm right there with you, buddy.
We're both same boat.
Yeah, I'm like, please, God, please. Like, I'd rather get hit by a bus
than this common cold.
Than have to look my family in the eye and lie to them and be like this.
I'm gonna fight this. I'm gonna pull through.
I'm gonna fucking lie.
I'm gonna pull through.
I need to see the details of the assisted suicide, because if you catch me in the wrong hangover, I'm about to just end it.
No, the details, you can't do it. The details are, you have to be terminally ill. With 6 months to live.
Some hangovers, I like that.
No, you have to have 6 months to live.
I don't know how long I've got to live with some hangovers.
With?
I missed this whole son's birthday.
True that. You got to have all your faculties about you as well. You got to be assessed by it has to be passed by like 2 judges as well.
Shit.
And it's not even a law yet.
That's true.
It's just past the first.
By the time I see the first judge,
and the only reason I know that is because a lady followed me from the Comedia who is terminally ill, and she's a campaigner.
Ah, shit.
Well, you had a little chin work about it.
I just see her post all the time.
Oh, fair. That's interesting. Yeah. Wrap
this.
Oh shit! I don't know how. Right,
we got to Jurex this up.
All
right, quick question, lads.
Go on.
Yeah, a silly question for you, really. When's the last time you used a condom?
Just what I mean. This was all about that third that show. It's things like that. It's those kind of questions.
I think I don't know when the last time I used one. Yeah, but in my life, I think. Maximum, and this is pushing it, really pushing it. I think I've used one about 5 times.
Jesus.
Are you just a shooter?
I've only had sex 5 times, so. I don't know how I got kids. Wow. Anyway, No, I'm joking. First time I did it, couple of things.
Last time I used condom was I had sex before I met Naomi. That's the first time I ever didn't use a condom.
Yeah. Done. No, I like my guy. Here. Loyal to the soil.
Yeah,
the first time. He said, this is for my wife.
Yeah. That's the first time.
Other girl were like, take it off. And he's like,
we already know you're not my wife.
This is reserved for my future wife.
Yeah.
When I meet her.
And guess what, bitch? You're not her.
And I'm fully in love. That's when I will take the condom off. You're lucky I'm even having sex with you.
2 boos on his bullshit. That's what I said to Eddie, to the 2 girls before my wife.
I was like, no, I will not remove this condom. This condom.
This man is fully married that you can still lie.
What?
A POV sketch I'm going to do this week, so it will be out way before this comes out. So you see how like you can do the, so it's maybe a little bit.
Should we can we cancel the pod? I mean, cancel
the pod.
Yeah, no. Let's just put this bit in, man.
Is this about parenting?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. So
are you sure?
But it's gonna be on a flex of like I'm a dad that like the kids are always pestering.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But it's to be like the caption is when kids ask like awkward questions. But you know how a lot of people do POVs and they might fling in like 5 questions in one video. I'm thinking about filming that, but then breaking it up along the week.
I hear that.
Like different subjects.
Yeah.
But the one I wanted to do is to be like, the kids like, Dad, what's sex? And I'd like close my newspaper, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? That's a really good question, son. And I'm glad you've come to me to ask it, you know. I used to know. But then and the kids like, well, what happened? Like, you were born. And then
I shut that off.
You know?
Yeah, because you'd be wanting to hug at night time.
Yeah. Okay, guys, thanks. Sign it out, man.
Sign it out, man. Yeah, that's been the New Year special episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Mike Wakadiri. To the slight left has been...
Darren Griffiths. Have a great New Year, people. Bless up and all New that. Year, yeah, but I mean...
Have a great 2025.
Hope 2025 brings you everything that you want.
Absolutely. It's going to be your year.
Hope you get more than two views in your podcast content.
Come on. You sound like? You sound like D-Ray Davis on Kanye's album.
Kanye! You see me as great. You ain't going to... Yeah, boo, you can't stay. You ain't going to do nothing with your life.
I did a slight work.
We're going to miss the worst, Mr. the worst.
La 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 la. Anyway, yes.
To the slight right.
You already know who it is. It's Ja Rastafari.
Come on.
Nigel Farage Clark.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you about my other idea. It's K to the A to the Z between Michael Akadiri and Darren G. You already know it is. Pause.
Take care and peace. Bless up.